Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, I'm in Watford City, North Dakota today with What's On Your Mind. Beautiful sunny days you can see behind me here. And Aaron Tippin is going to get us going. Talk about those stars and stripes forever. And then I want to hear from you to start this program. If you had to pick a word or words that best describes your frame of mind right now, what would it be?
Ask me where I come from.
Remember where you come from before you answer that question.
Here's what I tell everyone.
But it's fair to say what's happening is going to drive that viewpoint a little bit. I found out yesterday that if you get out of the news headlines and the TikTok of what you see on TV, reading the newspaper, here on the radio news, your frame of reference changes a little bit. And we spent yesterday on the Fast Angus Ranch, Drum and Cattle Company, out by New Salem, North Dakota. Got back in the vehicle, headed up here to Watford City, in oil and gas country. And you see a different worldview than you see in the news. I don't have to describe what we all see in the news, from this horrific situation where this young lady has clearly been murdered by her fiancé, right? And just think, really? Now, none of that's new. Happens all the time. But it just piled that onto everything else. And it's impossible not to have a very negative viewpoint. But you know what? Every day, North Dakotans get up and go to work. And they feed the world. And they power the world. The energy sector in North Dakota and the ag sector in North Dakota feed the world, power the world. And these are people that just roll up their sleeves, put the boots on one at a time, and go to work. It's impossible to not see that in action and not be extremely positive about what the future is. But if I had to describe the viewpoint of every text, every email, every call that I get, or just assess one of the things I have the ability to do, because we get this great stream of conversation from our audience day in and day out, that I have a pretty good idea where people are at. What their viewpoint is at right now. And I would say frustrated is a word you hear a lot. Anger is a word you hear a lot. That turns to despair, sadness. We see drug overdoses spiking here in North Dakota. We see depression spiking here in North Dakota. Much of that a product of a, you know, fear-based response to a pandemic rather than a fact-based response to it. And just keep layering that on and it'd be very easy to be down and out. I don't know that that solves one darn thing, folks. I really don't. What does that solve? To be frustrated, to be angry, to be, mad or sad? Or what good comes out of that? Whereas if you say, what am I going to do about it? I'm motivated now to take this on. I am inspired by the good that's here to take on the evil elsewhere. That's a useful emotion, isn't it? So today on the program, we're going to focus on McKenzie County, Watford City, North Dakota, where we're at today for the kickoff of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the future and celebrate the past. Gene Veeder, longtime leader here in economic development circles and on the county commission and rancher himself, grew up here, and his daughter, so past and present, future leader in Jesse. And you read Jesse Veeder's columns in the Forum newspapers as well. She's just that ranch life is pretty awesome. And she's a mom and, you know, just an energizer bunny. And her dad was the same way for many, many generations. We're going to talk about that. As someone that grew up in Watford City, a graduate of Watford City High School, hometown boy, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, on the program today. And at the same time, we're going to talk with some high school students today about what they see in the future. And I think if you listen closely to both those conversations,
you'll have some insulation against the negativity that is out there. And I'm not suggesting that, look, when they're voting on raising the debt ceiling and tying it to more spending in Congress right now, there's nothing good in that. I can't smile about that. I am smiling a little bit about the fact that there is some fight in Republicans to say no. No. I just heard Mitch McConnell at the top of the hour and saying, look, here's the deal. They want to do everything with only Democratic votes, so we're not about to help them and raise the debt ceiling so they can spend more money. No. Kevin Cramer said the same thing this morning on Mornings with Maria Bartiromo, if that's how you say her name, on the Fox Business Network. I saw it with my own eyes at 6:10 this morning. And a lot of fight coming from Republicans on this debt ceiling. That's good. So my deal is give them the marching orders, them being your members of Congress. Tell them what you want, but don't get caught in the muck. Don't let it drag you down, because otherwise you're useless. You're really useless. Fear, anger, frustration, sadness. What good comes from that? What good possibly can come from that? Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. And give me a word or two that really describes your emotion right now. And I think if I did a little tally, well, tell you what. If you text me and answer that question, what word or words best describe your emotion right now, throw your age in there. Just throw a 20-something, 30-something, or your actual age. I mean, obviously, you're anonymous anyway, so I'm not going to say, yeah, Kevin Flynn, age of 59. How old are you, Kev? You got me beat by a couple of years.
I'm 40, actually.
Good, you're 40.
60 is the new 40, so I'm going with 40 now.
Yeah, you just had your 60th party, didn't you? You had a big nut, yeah. So you can't hide it. You're the big 6-0. So do you think someone that's 60 has a different viewpoint about the future and the present than someone that's 30 or 20-something?
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah, no doubt.
And who is more negative? Who's more frustrated? Who's more angry? Who's more sad?
I think probably I am, just having been around and been through so much, you know, and seen so much. But this is a new level of craziness that's got me.
And if you brought your son George, who's about to graduate from high school, and go play basketball for somebody with a little scholarship action, how would his frame of life be different than yours?
He's just doing his work. You know, he doesn't see the big picture as much as I do. He's not paying taxes. He's not in the workforce yet. He's not, so his purview isn't as broad as mine is what I would say.
I want your words that best describe your emotion right now. And because I'm just taking a frame of reference from what we get day in and day out on the program and calls and emails and texts of, negative, of sad, of worried. We're seeing what's happening to the country. It's impossible not to. It really isn't. So I don't want to dismiss any of that, because everything you're hearing about and seeing about is real. I just don't know how having those feelings turns into, you know, some sort of productive emotion.
Right.
What do you do with your frustration, Kevin? You get on the radio, you talk it out. We've got to not. I call it circle the drain, right? You know, we can't whistle past the graveyard and play Pollyanna, but we also can't just worry ourselves into a hole either.
Right. No, I live in Minnesota, so you can imagine that my frustration grows even more because I get nothing from my representatives other than the ones that, like Michelle Fischbach, fantastic. Good luck getting anything out of Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar, other than political rhetoric and, you know, political speak. So my frustration, we want it to turn to action. We want it to, you know, I make an effort, but again, you get stonewalled depending on what state you're in, and I'm dealing with that in Minnesota.
Tell us what words or words best describe your emotion. If you text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, throw your age in there so I can find out how that's a little bit different. And maybe, are you Western North Dakota? Are you Eastern North Dakota? Because I have to tell you, it was cathartic for me. Is that a word, Kevin? Cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like therapy to be on the ranch yesterday out by New Salem with the Fast family and the Strumman family. It really did. Out there among the cows, and take a look at Facebook and see what we were taking in. Flag up on the Bucklets truck for the What's on Your Farm and Ranch tour. Talking to farmers and ranchers who say, hey, I'm getting a check every month that I can guarantee is there because I've decided to put one of these wind towers on my land. Again, their decision. It's America, right? And that is, in this time of great challenge in cattle producing country especially, is always on income that's there and kicking back a lot. So it was a fun conversation. Now today we're up in oil and gas country. The North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting is happening today. Kicks off this evening. We're hosting a conversation at Teddy's Residential Suites. Brett and Tricia Erdman, gracious enough, along with community leaders here to host a luncheon specifically about celebrating past leaders, but looking ahead to the future as well, because there's been concerns about some people wanting to pump the brakes and say, you know that new high school, that new elementary school, that new Rough Rider multi-purpose center where there's basketball games and concerts and rodeos and, you know, a new high school, the arena, the theater over there. Maybe we don't want that in the future. Maybe we don't want more oil and gas opportunities for our kids. I talked to one person yesterday who's on the county commission who had a spouse who her kids hardly knew because he was gone so often in oil and gas development. Yep. Guess what? That doesn't happen anymore. You get a job in the oil and gas development, and you put your head on the pillow here in Watford City in McKenzie County. It's a very different time. But that's fleeting. There is leadership that is necessary in the middle of this. So we're going to talk about all that today on the program. We also have our Better Business Roundtable. Workforce is really, really challenging these days. What kind of employee benefits are you offering, and what do you need to know before you up your game in employee benefits to recruit a workforce? So all that and more coming up today from Watford City. Your calls welcome right now, 258-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what emotions are dominating you with what you're seeing in the news. 258-0550.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim of ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On what? What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Going to get to your calls, questions, and comments bottom of the hour. Pat Bertinoli is going to join us, and he has a couple of student ambassadors, two students from Watford City that will join us as well, and Brent Sanford, North Dakota's lieutenant governor as well, a part of that conversation about celebrating McKenzie County leaders past and present. I guess Brent still would be a McKenzie County leader, although he's now lieutenant governor of the great state, but the former mayor here as well, so he's still a current leader, but previously led McKenzie County and Watford City through unprecedented growth. I mean, phenomenal. And I believe in the last census, one of the top growth counties in the entire country, and of course he remains a top oil and gas producing county in the country, even though North Dakota's fallen to number three. Why is that? We're going to dig into that a little bit today. Donna in Fargo is next up on the program. Here are other calls waiting behind her at 258-0550. A lot of your answers by text coming in as well, 701-237-1590. That's the number on the text line today, 701-237-1590. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Today's a great day to celebrate a patriot who's fighting for election integrity, someone that has a Lindell Recovery Network, and, you know, the dollars that come from you and I buying a pillow, or Mike's book, or, you know, sheets or towels or anything, it supports Mike Lindell's efforts on recovery and on election integrity. What's not to love about that? You go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or FrankSpeech.com, promo code Scott. Great news source for you. Great commentary there. Every day they're doing live programming, tracking everything that's happening on all of the election integrity and many other fronts. FrankSpeech.com. There's really good deals there, and exclusive to Frank Speech, but you still use the promo code Scott, okay? Or call them at 800-506-9028. Also brought to you today by Dak Diesel, DJ and the team. CJ and the team, rather, at Dak Diesel, waiting for your call to get in line for appointments. I think they're booked out mid-October now, but you want to be on that list, so call them now to get in, get slotted in if something's not right on your diesel. They're Bismarck repair and maintenance experts on all things diesel. They also have that great 4-plus additive. You can call them at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or go to DakDiesel.com. Donna and Fargo, you tell me what's on your mind. Donna, go ahead.
Hello. Am I talking to Scott?
This is Scott, Donna. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yes, I'm from Fargo, and I'm one of the seniors in Fargo. And what I'm wondering about an awful lot is wondering what in the world is going to happen next. You know, we have these refugees down in Texas trying to get through. We've got an awful lot of problems going on.
Well, Donna, there's nothing to worry about at the border. I heard the Department of Homeland Security Secretary yesterday say they're turning them back. They're turning them back. They're beginning to deport them. Do you believe that, Donna?
Well, I believe they're trying. They had about 14,000 there yesterday, and they put 80 on a plane and moved them back where they came from.
Yeah, my
people were willing to go back.
Well, first of all, 80 people in a sea of literally now millions is a drop in the bucket and maybe just a photo op, number one. Number two, I heard Tom Homan today, who will be a guest of ours next week in Washington, D.C., who's the former director of ICE, that he's saying, here's what the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration are doing. They're saying, no, you can't go as Border Patrol, as administration. You can't come into the U.S. You must go back. But then ICE, a different government agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they actually take them in and get them into the United States. So it's total deceit. It's total deceit. And Donna, you're right. These are things you worry about. But as a senior citizen, what's your emotion towards all that? What do you most feel? You're worried about what's next. Well, how do you channel that?
Well, how do I channel it? I try to think of things that maybe I can do locally. I think there's nothing I can do about because I'm not in the one of the leaders like Biden. There's nothing bad I can do. There's nothing good that I can do, really, except try to do some goodness within the community.
Well, good for you. Yeah, good for you, because you can be a ray of light locally, and you can, you know, talk to other seniors who are in a state of despair, are worried, are concerned. You, yeah, good for you, Donna. That's a good way to do it. I like you worry what's next. Like, literally, what are, I mean, when they're trying to raise the debt ceiling, when they're trying to mandate vaccines for everyone, you know, pick your list of things they're forcing upon us. The 10th Amendment doesn't exist anymore. I can quickly say, wow, things are bad. But then I'm on a ranch yesterday, I'm in oil and gas country today, and I say, there's people like Donna that are just going about their business being a ray of light. So good for you. Appreciate that very much. We asked this question of our listeners by text as well, and here's what I get. Frustrated, 42 years age. Disgusted at 50 years of age. Frustrated because nothing gets accomplished other than talk in circles. 58, white male, German heritage. Watford City, 44-year-old says, I'm fed up. A 28-year-old male says, my one word would be corruption. From voting machines to local school boards to our top military officials, the CDC, Fauci's involvement in Wuhan, secret meetings with the Taliban, corruption is growing larger and running rampant. Seems as if it's too big now to get under control. A 28-year-old male says that's what he's feeling today. Big trouble, says a 60-year-old from Dickinson. Grateful and at peace, says someone at 78. See, we can learn something from our elders. We had Don in Fargo saying, you know what? I'm just going to worry about things local. I'm going to focus on things happening right here. Good for you, and good for this 78-year-old that says I'm at peace and I'm grateful as well. Another texter says frustrated that the government no longer represents the people; they represent corporations, and that's very concerning. It makes me frustrated. A 64-year-old says my mom always said this too shall pass, hopefully soon. Yes, exactly. My mom used to say that. My grandmother used to say that. This too shall pass. So there you go. All right, Tim in Arizona with a North Dakota connection. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm just calling in regard to your previous caller, and he's talking about being content and everything, and there's not much he can do. But remember, what happens at the border is also going to have an impact on all the rest of us. So the thing is, all you have to do is give it some time, and it's going to be in your neighborhood. I'm just wondering what Governor Berger is going to do when he gets a call from the White House and says, how many of these people do you want in North Dakota, and where should we put them? And that's the next step. And the thing is, I have nothing against these people other than the fact that they're all illegal, and that's not the way to enter this country. And so, I mean, it's going to affect all of us, and it's going to have a big impact. That's one of the things I talk about, Scott. The other one is the clarification on Armstrong, Kramer, and Hovind. Remember when people call in that Armstrong represents the people of North Dakota. Hovind and Kramer represent the state of North Dakota. So there's a difference there. So when you beat up on Kramer about, you know, he's doing this or not doing this or whatever, he's representing the state. So he gets that from the Republican Party on the things that he should promote. What that reflects back on is the $1.2 trillion that him and Hovind...
That makes sense. And Kelly Armstrong, who, by the way, will be a guest tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, has said that he, because Nancy Pelosi wants the $1 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3 trillion social agenda bill matched up, that he has to view it as this is a $4 trillion boondoggle, and that is also coming from the people. So good points, Tim. Very good. Thanks.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse, even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy on the body of a young woman found in Wyoming over the weekend will be conducted today. The FBI believes it's that of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. When we have more information, we'll pass it along. House and Senate leadership announced on Monday that they plan to attach a proposal to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022 to a short-term government funding bill. The bill must pass before the end of the month or Congress risks a shutdown. President Biden will use his first address before the UN General Assembly to lay out his vision for an era of intensive diplomacy with allies and vigorous competition with great powers. Biden will take to the lectern in New York on Tuesday. White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced on Monday that the Biden administration will allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to enter the United States beginning in November. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. We're in Watford City today, live, by the way, at Teddy's Residential Suites. Whenever you're in Watford City, you want to stay at one of the New Leaf properties. They are just marvelous. Teddy's Residential Suites is where we're broadcasting today. We had dinner here last night. Fantastic meal. What did I have? I had meatballs and spaghetti with fettuccine noodles. And Brady and Crystal had a little Cajun pasta dish. It was really, really good. But they have it all, so it's great. And always stay here when we're out here. They're sponsoring a luncheon today from 11 until 12:30 that is celebrating past and present elected leaders. So we're looking forward to that, too. We'll be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting all week long with our broadcast. And looking forward to hearing from Ryan Zinke tomorrow, former Interior Secretary, now a member, he's running to return as a member of Congress. From Montana. So we're looking forward to that conversation with Ryan Zinke and Kelly Armstrong tomorrow, as I mentioned as well, and other folks from the North Dakota Petroleum Council gathering. Just a moment, Pat Bernanoli will join us and has a couple of student ambassadors along, which is wonderful. Pat will also tell us a little bit about the Rough Rider Center, a product of oil and gas development that is a big part of quality of life in Watford City. And also Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor, and then the students are going to join us too. Don in Bismarck is waiting to weigh in here. Don, what is on your mind? Take it away.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about a correction. You said that ICE is its own, you know, agency. ICE is Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. They are the enforcement branch under the Department of Homeland Security. So if DHS is making policies, then it's ICE that's enforcing them when it comes to customs. So they're not their own separate entity.
But that's the dog and pony show they can play, right? So you have Border Patrol saying, "Well, we're deporting them. We're taking them back." If they say, "Yeah, turn around and go," but then ICE snatches them, and again, this came straight from Tom Homan, who's getting it right from direct intel on the ground. It's just a way of the Biden administration to be able to say, "No, we're taking care of the problem. We're just asking Border Patrol to send them back," but then ICE, when they send them back, says, "No, we'll take you in." It's a ruse. It's not what it is. And again, they've been saying all along, the border's secure. We're patrolling the border. We can see with our own eyes. I've been down there 3 times. I've seen it. And all they do is they come in, and it's the welcome wagon. They go over to a non-governmental agency, and the non-government agency says, where do you want to go? And they hand them a voucher pack and a plane ticket. They go to the airport, and they fly on the U.S. dime, because FEMA funds these non-government entities. They go right through the fast pass at the TSA and the security checkpoints and on to wherever they got. That's what's happening. I've seen it with my own eyes. And what Tom Homan is saying, the tough talk now doesn't match up with the tough actions. And I get your point, Don. They're all government agencies. And the Biden administration could stop it in a minute. They don't want to.
No.
They want to tell you one thing out of one mouth and another out of another. Does that make sense, Don?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't agree though that ICE is doing that. If they're snatching people by their charter, they should be snatching criminals who are under an ICE warrant of some sort. I mean, that's what they are. They're law enforcement, and they're catching criminals who have broken the law.
Okay. I would love to think, Don, that's what's actually being done. Tom Homan, who is the former director of ICE, was the head of ICE, worked with Ronald Reagan, worked with Clinton, worked with the Bush 41, stayed there through the Clinton years, the Bush 43 years, and into Donald Trump. That's what he's saying is happening. And he's going to be a guest of ours next week, so we'll ferret it out more. But again, that's the reports we're getting directly on the ground.
You want 15 seconds on this from Ken Paxton, the AG in Texas?
Here's what he did. Haitians special protection so that they wouldn't be deported, and sent the message just like he's been doing from day one of his administration. The message is very clear. We have federal laws. We're not going to follow them. I'm not going to follow them. Come to Texas. Come to Arizona. Come to our country. We'll let you in.
There you go.
And he also said there are Border Patrol agents who see this happening, see all their work being undone, and they are leaving the force. He said what Texas should do, and this goes back to an earlier caller's point, he wants more from Doug Burgum. He wants more from other governors. Ken Paxton, Lieutenant Governor, is saying down there, Dan Patrick, sorry. Paxton is the Attorney General. Dan Paxton said yesterday, the state of Texas should hire these Border Patrol agents to protect Texas. And not a bad idea. And I would also say every state needs to be invested in this, because guess where they're coming? They're coming to other places. So we're brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. We're going to get into our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Pat Bertagnoli, and a couple of student ambassadors in a moment from Watford City today. The University of Mary has a different viewpoint about the purpose of higher education. The University of Mary says we educate students for life. Often misunderstood in our day, a university should not merely equip students with skills required for a career, but rather work to help students, whether they're 18 or 42, live fully, live well, so they're not just existing, but really living, not just surviving, but thriving. That's a whole different viewpoint and an endeavor very distinct from what most colleges offer in this day and age. That's called the Mary difference, and you can find out more about it at umary.edu. On the phone is the Lieutenant Governor of the Great State of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, a Watford City native, a graduate of Watford City High School. Lieutenant Governor Sanford, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here today. Great to hear where you're at. And I have to correct you already. McKinsey County is number one in population growth over the last 10 years per the census, and number one in oil production as the number one oil-producing county in the nation. So proud to say that, but glad to be here. Thank you.
So not even, I think I said top 10, right, in population growth, but it's number one, and number one in oil and gas development. And by the way, the state of North Dakota now slipped to number three. So McKinsey County still number one in the nation, but the state fell to number three. What do you make of that distinction, Brent?
Well, it's really ironic when the leadership from the governor and the head of mineral resources in New Mexico are against oil and gas, and they somehow surged in front of us. But that's because I believe the Permian developers are trying to get their wells drilled and not have any ducks, because they don't know what's going to happen with those federal minerals over the next 3 years. So New Mexico has passed us. We've struggled to get back to where we were. We're not back to 1.5 million barrels per day. We are at 1.5 million, 1.2 million, somewhere around there. We have a lot of drilling rigs coming back this in 2022 with budget, but it's been a slow uptick to get back to 1.5 million. Part of it is we have so much gas. We've got to have gas takeaway. Always stranded gas in this area when we're so far away from the petrochemical industries that you have in the south. So a lot of reasons, but we'll get into that too, I'm sure.
Well, we will. I want to talk about that. Pat Bertinelli is here, and Pat Bertinelli. Right? You're the Italian-Norwegian around here.
Yeah, so when you were talking about your meal last night, my mouth was watering a little
bit. Was it really? Yeah.
Pasta.
Spaghetti. Right, yeah, Italian. Yeah, yep. Good stuff. And you have done a great job cultivating conversations between the industry and tomorrow's leaders. And the Student Ambassador Program, we're going to meet the kids here in a minute, but tell me a little bit about this program.
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, obviously we're in a workforce shortage and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, really what we're working on is just that culture that draws people to our community, and our students are having a great experience, and they're part of the solution too. And these kids are just very purpose driven. So by our ability and just listening to them, and they'll tell you that they feel like they have a voice in our community. So getting them out in front of our community, whether it be the workforce or our elementary students, and just promoting an active lifestyle and just helping inspire our youth and just our community in general, they're helping us create that culture that will absolutely draw people to our community, and that's really the purpose of kind of our program.
I want to get the kids in here and compare it to, Brent, when you graduated, the difference of sort of your outlook at that time, and Alexandria Garcia, who's a sophomore, Miss Teen North Dakota Earth 2021. Alexandria, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And then Allie Cross is here, who's a junior, a part of Vision West as well. I'm going to start with you because you're the youngster here, Alexander.
Yep.
So we'll go to the sophomore first. Tell me a little bit about what you see as a sophomore at Watford City High School in the way of a future career, a future opportunity for you shaping what comes next.
Well, currently I see a lot of mental health going around, and we just need to focus on that more within the younger children and hopefully getting up to towards helping the adults.
Why do you think there are mental health challenges in the degree there are now? What's going on there?
Because of, like, COVID and the quarantine, we had no one to really talk to, and our mental health just started going down because we felt like we were helpless and couldn't do anything. And so we need to help and try to make it better.
And how much does a livelihood, a career, choices and options help mitigate some of that, you know, obvious disruption that's come from COVID and everything else? Do you feel positive about the future? If you can get the mental health situation of your classmates and your community under control, how do you see the future from a career standpoint, Alexandria?
We could honestly make it better by helping all those newcomers to town and welcoming them so they don't feel as alone.
And, Scott, I'd like to just interject, too, and, you know, we tell these students that whatever they're passionate about, you know, be an advocate for it, and we'll stand by their side. And I'll just share this about Alexandria. We had the suicide prevention awareness run this weekend, and Alexandria and several of our other students are out there supporting that initiative, so they're very active and engaged in our community. But we also had Alexandria at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson this past summer, and so Alexandria, we were able to get her on the stage with Superintendent Kirsten Basler and myself. To stand by Alexandria as she talked about that important topic. So all of our kids are just doing a fantastic job and really just kind of keeping us calibrated on where we need to spend our time.
And I'll tell you what, Alexandria, doing that as a sophomore is extraordinary leadership. It really is, because other kids are going to be feeling these emotions but see you up there as a sophomore talking about it and feel more open to talk about it.
Totally agree.
And it is real. It really, really is. Thank you for doing that. And hand the phone to your senior member there, the junior, Allie Cross, from the Student Ambassadors. Would you, Alexandria?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Allie, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Hi, Allie. So tell me a little bit about what you see in the way of a future. We just talked to Alexandria a little bit about challenges. What do you see as positive opportunities out there for you when you're a senior at Watford City High School and the future that you have ahead of you?
I've been in this ambassador program. This is just my second year, and even in my first year, there's been so many opportunities in order to, like, explore different careers in our community.
And you have choices, don't you, Allie?
Yeah, share with us.
Yeah, there's so many different.
Yeah, share with So are we up?
We're going to take a break. We'll keep going on the other side of the break. What story do you want her to tell
when
you come on?
I just want her to tell the group what she wants to be when she grows up.
All right, Allie. So when we come back, that's the big question. All those choices out there, which one do you most think is a perfect fit for Allie Cross? We'll do that when we come back. And I want to compare that to Brent Sanford as a high school sophomore, junior, senior, and the differences in career opportunities in this community when we continue after this. Don't go away.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. 2 Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. How about a meatball dinner? Stop at Harwood today. Or Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Valley City always has lots of choices. Eggs at 292, just head north off 94. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. And it's double stamp. Tuesday, get your lucky 7 club card stamp. Twice PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, we're talking to student advance and ambassadors, rather, from Watford City School, Pat Bertinoli from the Rough Rider Center, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford, himself a graduate of Watford City High School. So, Allie, of all those career options as a junior, which one most excites you right now?
I'm looking at being a registered nurse in the future.
Yeah, you must have seen the news reports about how badly we need nurses. So we do. That'd be fantastic. And Pat tells me that there's a little buddy program where you're connecting with kids in junior high and elementary age groups.
Elementary
kids. So the
high school kids. Yeah, she's connecting generations. So
go
yeah.
with the younger kids. And what kind of message do you send them, Allie?
With COVID and, like, quarantine and everything, I feel like everyone feels, like, so apart from each other. And so being able to go and, like, help elementary students and have them write to people who are in, like, assisted living and everything, it just really connects so many people.
That's amazing. Allie and Alexandria, I want you to hear from another Watford City graduate. By the way, I think I'm the dinosaur here. I graduated in 83.
I did, too.
We're both 83 guys.
Yeah.
All right. And, Brent, when did you graduate?
1990.
How about that? So we got him by 7 years.
Yeah.
Kev, you were what?
79, baby.
79. Okay.
Wow.
So I don't remember in 83 worrying about mental health. I mean, obviously it was a thing, but I didn't think about, you know, that there was these enormous burdens. Alexandria's story is very different. And part of that's COVID, so we've made it worse. But hearing these kids and comparing it to what you thought as a high school senior, how is it different, Brent?
Well, it's amazing to hear the leadership from the students, and I commend both of you. I commend Pat for the program, and I wish our national leaders would have this kind of empathy for the children when they're talking about what we're doing with COVID response, and that's where it really gets down to for me. What are we doing to children? I'm so glad and thankful that we're back in school and seeing normalcy this school year, but a little bit of difference was in the 80s in Watford City, we had great co-op programs and great education, but the economy had really sunk because the oil and gas was different than it is today. It was you come in, drill wells, and if the price is low, they go away. We had some really bad policy from the state going and it basically doubled the taxation on wells and the investment went away. And so there was no industry. It was a declining population situation. There weren't job opportunities. The job opportunities are there today for both of these young ladies to be able to have that profession and live in Watford City. And that opportunity was not there. I equate the fact that McKenzie County's number one in population growth with more than doubling the population, almost tripling. That's a miracle of the oil and gas development. It's been a challenge, but what it does is creates opportunity for all these types of professions to take hold and for you to live right in your community where you grew up and have this great life. And so this is so important, Pat, to be integrating the families and the students into the everyday life. Because we all know there's not a shortage of jobs in Watford City, Williston, West North Dakota. There's not a shortage of jobs. But community development, when you're growing at that rate, is difficult. And getting people together is the best way to do that. And all become one Watford City, one Williston, one West North Dakota, one North Dakota. So I commend you greatly for what you're doing.
It's impossible to me not to see so much opportunity has come out of what you just described. From, you know, you graduated in 90. There was good programs, but the industry was devastated. The population was declining. We have exactly the opposite. And so much good that has come from this, so much in the way of career opportunities. But I think, I would be lying if I didn't say there is a sentiment that seems to be growing to pump the brakes a little bit, to say, whoa. And, some of that goes on the McKenzie County Commission and, declining some of the opportunities that were, celebrated before. What do we do about that, Brent? Should we be concerned about that?
Well, there's a balance to all of this, and in the balance, I hope people feel there's been as good of a balance as could have been struck with McKenzie County, Watford City. But going forward, there still needs to be a balance achieved between landowners and residents that have always lived there and residents that are there now and family and youth and retirees. The balance needs to be struck, but one thing is certain, to limit the activity and limit opportunities for all doesn't seem to work out. So it's how to be good stewards of the land and the people and the spirit of the place while keeping the progress moving forward on economic growth, with whether that's in agriculture in energy and manufacturing and in all the health services we're talking about today. We have to keep the progress moving forward and keep a positive attitude and work together and collaborate.
We're going to talk about that at lunch today, a gathering from 11 to 12:30 about celebrating past and present leaders, because there is great leadership here. That's what's done it in my mind in McKenzie County, Watford City, is great leadership. You're hearing it from Pat Bernoulli today. You're hearing it from Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor. We're going to talk with Gene Veeder and Jesse Veeder next hour about this conversation as well. It's so darn important. At the same time, there are concerns that are out there, and I think the more we just visit about those, find that balance, because I hear from landowners, I hear from people that have made a great living in this industry that are worried. They say, why in the world are we turning into a place that doesn't welcome this? That's how we got to be the number one fastest growing county in the last census, and the same on the oil and gas producing side. So we're going to open up that conversation a little today at Teddy's with lunch from 11 to 12:30. That'll be a big part two of the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting that is taking place in Watford City at the Rough Riders Center. That kicks off tonight with a reception at the Stoneholm Grill. Is that what that's happening?
I think, well, I'm not sure, it's not Stoneholm, I think it's all the bars in town here, they're doing a pub
crawl. That's the pub crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it starts down at Stoneholm.
Yes, okay.
Is the reception for folks, and then, of course, all the activities will be at the Rough Rider Center, so a lot going on. Thank you, Pat.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Brent, and thank you, kids. Appreciate it.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.